American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other officials provide an update on Hurricane Helene this morning. The governor says the storm is expected to make landfall sometime later tonight, and many areas are at risk of heavy rainfall and dangerous storm surge. DeSantis also says many areas are at risk for tornadoes.
We have overnight had 14 different tornado warnings. There's likely to be more of those throughout today. Warnings were issued in Palm Beach, Hendry, Glades, and Collier County.
Helene is currently a Category 2 storm, but Governor DeSantis emphasizes there is a chance it can further intensify. Residents are being advised to pay attention to emergency alerts and to evacuate if they can. A House task force holds their first hearing on Capitol Hill investigating the assassination attempts against former President Donald Trump. Today's session focuses on the July 13th shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, where the former president was shot in the ear and a rally-goer lost their lives. In the opening remarks, Chairman Mike Kelly, who represents the area surrounding Butler, blamed the Secret Service for what he says were multiple failures on that day.
What we do know is that the documents and testimony point to several fundamental failures on July 13th. In the days leading up to the rally, it was not a single mistake that allowed crooks to outmaneuver one of our country's most elite group of security professionals. There were security failures on multiple fronts.
The United States is at risk of a credit downgrade as the national debt continues to rise. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
At some point, the United States will not be able to cover the interest payments on the debt, as well as all the other priorities that the government wants. Now, right now, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the federal government will finish fiscal year 2024 with a debt to GDP ratio of 99%. Now, some experts say it could reach 100% with the final number. Regardless, that's the largest debt to GDP ratio since the end of World War II. So under the Biden-Harris administration, the national debt grew by $6.5 trillion over the past 3.5 years. In four-year term of former President Trump, he added $7.9 trillion to the federal debt, although the majority of that was COVID spending.
The Kentucky sheriff accused of murdering a district court judge enters a not guilty plea.
43-year-old Letcher County Sheriff Sean Steins pleading not guilty to first-degree murder in a remote hearing in Carter County, 100 miles away from the Letcher County Courthouse that remains closed as a crime scene, where the sheriff is accused of gunning down 54-year-old District Judge Kevin Mullins last week, following an apparent argument between the two men in the judge's chambers. What that argument was about and motive are unclear. Steins remains jailed without bond. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Vice President Kamala Harris has voiced concerns about corporate greed and price gouging. But not everyone agrees businesses are to blame for high prices. Chris Woodward has more.
Dan Savickas of Taxpayers Protection Alliance says it is ridiculous to think today's prices are the result of greedflation.
This notion of greedflation, that the inflation that's been caused as a result of the Biden-Harris administration's trillions of dollars in excess spending, the notion that it's as a result of corporate greed is absolutely ridiculous. And to believe that, you'd have to also believe that lower prices are a result of corporate benevolence.
Harris has promised to do something about prices. She often points to her background as a, quote, middle-class kid to try to tell voters that she knows how they feel. Over the summer, Harris even touted price controls in grocery stores, although her campaign later tried to walk that back. I'm Chris Woodward.
Price controls routinely lead to shortages. The way Vice President Harris is talking about grocery prices and cutting down on price gouging when it comes to groceries, if you start to have shortages in groceries, that's food shortages. That's what we see in countries like Venezuela. And even some of the most left-wing economists have said price controls on food is one of the most destructive things you can do.
I'm Chris Woodward.
The Labor Department reports today that applications for jobless claims fell by 4,000 to 218,000 for the week of September 21st. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.